For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning, middle of the week morning. Hope you're doing great out there. I love hearing from you. Thank you so much. It means the world to us, and I love connecting and hearing what's going on in your life, and I thank you that the broadcast and the teachings are helping you. That is so joyous to me. Thank you for letting us know. Well, we're continuing in this determined teaching, and it's point number 4 in your little mini books. And I wrote this quote from Beth Moore because it affected me greatly. And point number 4, if you remember, determined to never give up. Determined to fulfill my mission and to pass Christ on to others. And I found this from Beth Moore's teaching, fabulous if you ever want to get it, out of the book of Esther. And I think the title of that series, I saw it on video. It was something like, It's Tough Being a Woman. But she's talking about Queen Esther. And she is saying that when Esther was given a choice to leave the comfy palace and go to talk to the king, lowercase k, which was forbidden, she could die. No one entered the king's presence just like that. And warn him that Haman was out there ready to destroy her people and herself. Or she could stay in her comfy palace and never breathe a word, but she'd be preserved. And this is what Beth Moore talks about, preserving yourself or taking the risk and fulfilling your call on the earth. And again, point number 4 is determined to never give up, to fulfill our mission that God gave us. This is Beth Moore's quote, From Self-Preservation to Bravery. Says Beth, you can preserve yourself right out of your call. You can preserve yourself right out of your destiny. To stand by and do nothing out of self-preservation is to be dead already. Oh my gracious, isn't that heavy? That's a pretty serious quote, but it's true. To just put your head in the ground and say, someone else will do it. It's someone else's problem. Someone else has it. When you know deep down the Holy Ghost is stirring you, you're the someone. I will equip you. I've given you the goods. Everything that heaven has to offer is made available to you if you would only step out and obey. Man, Beth Moore says, because Queen Esther did, after fasting and praying, say yes to the challenge to go to the king and risk her life in doing so, says Beth Moore. When Queen Esther said yes to the challenge, it was a defining moment that changed her. The trial, listen to this, the trial brought her to transformation. She's different now. Trust reverses adversity into highways of destiny. Oh my goodness. These are deep truths that you cannot rush by, my friend. You must go over it, ponder it, chew it. Go over it, ponder it, chew it again until it becomes yours. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.